After the attacks in Paris last week, security forces swept through neighborhoods in France and in Belgium. That's because some of the suspected Paris gunmen came from a neighborhood on the outskirts of Brussels. The World's Jeb Sharp has been out talking to people in Molenbeek and sent us this story.
Molenbeek is just a quick subway ride away from downtown Brussels, and it's a place struggling to come to terms with the terrorists in its midst.
The first general reaction is that everybody understands that we cannot react in fear. The second reaction is to be afraid.
This is Sarah Corsius. I met her as she prepared for a peace vigil the other night. She's a concert organizer here in Molenbeek. She hopes the attacks on Paris will make people braver about speaking up when they notice something amiss.
The thing I learned these last days by talking to everybody is that there are people who are slightly aware of people recruiting here, but didn't tell because of not feeling responsible for this problem. You know, if your child comes to you and says, somebody talked to me about this, is the first thing you're going to do, call the police? I don't know.
She hopes people will go to the police going forward, but it's not a given, especially if there's a harsh crackdown in the neighborhood.
You have to do something repressive, meaning you have to change the policy you had vis-à-vis extremism till some years ago. You have to adapt that to the new situation. We can come back to that.
This is Johan Lehmann, an anthropologist who has run a community center in Molenbeek for decades.
But be very careful that you don't do collateral damage. And to avoid collateral damage, take care which words you use. Take care if you make a mistake in being repressive, that it was not really because you wanted to do that. Find the good balance.
Molenbeek has grown rapidly in recent years to 100,000 people. 40% are of Moroccan heritage. There are Algerians and Tunisians too, and about half the population is under 30.
Let us not be naive.
Lehmann's known about the jihadi presence here since the late 1990s. When we sit down to talk, he rattles off the names of various figures, groups, and attacks. He's been paying close attention to the words of ISIS leaders, too, and says we should all take them seriously. In 2014, ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi threatened global jihad. ISIS also made its own map of Europe, designating Brussels as part of France.
We have to enter in the mind of ISIS. We have not to reason in terms of the European Union. And if ISIS says Brussels is part of French territory, then let us be very logical.
Lehmann says he doesn't care who's at fault for the latest intelligence failure. Belgium and France need to learn from their mistakes and start coordinating better, he says. Even if they can thwart some attacks, both countries are left with the issue of how to deal with the isolation and inequality that plague communities like Molenbeek. There's a lot of pain here. I hear it in the voice of a Tunisian man called Habib, who doesn't want to give me his last name.
I don't find the words to make it easy for my daughters. You know, you see, it's not so easy for us. It's not so easy. The young people, I'm old. I have nothing more to lose. But the young people, we have to think for the future.
We have to think for the future. Habib is 57. He used to be a waiter, but health problems keep him from work now. He blames Western foreign policy and colonialism for creating the inequalities that radicalize young people here. And he blames the U.S. in particular for what he calls terrorism management, funding and arming rebel groups when it's in the U.S. interest, as they did to fight the Soviets in Afghanistan, only to feel the blowback when those groups morph to the other side in later battles. He describes a world completely out of whack, full of haves and have-nots.
It's too late. The people of Molenbeek are denied. And now, what they doing? Yeah, because they are denied. Because the
when you say deny, you mean jobs, discrimination?
Jobs, discrimination, all what they want.
It's hard to know what to say to that. Unemployment in Molenbeek runs around 40%. Terrorism or no terrorism, kids here need better options than they're getting to build a future. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp, Molenbeek, Brussels.